UK basketball came into 2025 with a record of 11-2. It was surprising in that Mark Pope didn't have a single player returning from John Calipari's final squad. The Cats finished the regular season at 21-10. UK won Game 1 in the SEC tournament, beating Oklahoma 85-84. Cats then made it to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tourney, beating Troy in Round 1 and Illinois in Round 2. UK was eliminated in the Sweet 16 by arch-rival Tennessee 78-65. Cats ended the season at 24-12. After the season, Lyon County star Travis Perry announced he'd enter the transfer portal. Kentucky's all-time leading basketball scorer eventually picked the Ole Miss Rebels. On April 24th, the Tennessee Titans, holding the number one draft pick after a dismal 3-14 previous season, selected quarterback Cam Ward from the Miami Hurricanes. In theory, this probably signaled the end of former UK quarterback Will Levis, who had been drafted by the Titans 2 years earlier. Before a quarterback controversy could begin, though, it was announced that Levis would have season-ending shoulder surgery in July. What his future holds is unsure. UK football, looking at a very tough Southeastern Conference, was hoping for a break-even season. The Cats opened at 2-5, and the rumor mill began. Three quick wins mid-season, including wins over Auburn and Florida, had fans hopeful again for a bowl opportunity. But the final two games were a different story. Cats lost to Vanderbilt and Louisville by a combined score of 86-17. After that, UK football coach Mark Stoops was fired. The Cats had suffered a 5-7 season and two consecutive seasons with no bowl appearance. In his departure negotiations, Stoops agreed that UK could pay him the $37 million he was due immediately upon firing over a several-year period. On December 1st, AD Mitch Barnhart announced that Oregon offensive coordinator Will Stein had been hired. It was a homecoming of sorts. Stein, although he played quarterback at Louisville, is a longtime UK fan. Since his Oregon team was in the playoffs, he would coach them as long as they were there, while recruiting for Kentucky at the same time. As of this writing, the Oregon Ducks are set to play in the semifinals of the NCAA championship. Okay, we're going to pull one game of the Titans from 2026 into this wrap-up. After having the worst record in football in 2024, 3-14, and getting the first draft pick, the Titans finished 25-26, also at 3-14. But this year, it's only good for the fourth pick in this spring's draft. As for how the season went, the Titans fired coach Brian Callahan in October after a 1-5 start. As of this broadcast, a replacement has not been named. Meanwhile, coach Mike Vrabel, who the Titans fired in January of 2024, led the New England Patriots to a record of 14-3 and first place in the AFC East. Turning to UK basketball, the fall began with promise. Fans believed that Coach Pope had developed a team that wasn't a last-minute assembly of available talent, i.e., like his first year. They were even further excited when Kentucky beat preseason number one Purdue in an exhibition game, 78-65. That excitement was short-lived when in the very next game, also exhibition, Cats lost 84-70 to Georgetown. Well, by the time the new year rolled around, Cats were 9-4, and they had suffered losses to Louisville, Michigan State, North Carolina, and a blowout in Nashville to Gonzaga, 94-59. Fans also began questioning a change in the demeanor of Coach Mark Pope, as it appeared he didn't have all the answers, and maybe not the temperament for Big Blue Nation's fan base. And the University of Kentucky's volleyball team almost had their second NCAA championship. After being the nation's dominant team for most of the season, the ladies lost 3-0 to Texas A&M. It was a wild and crazy year. 2025 in review. On your Sports Edge, I'm Eddie Owen.